You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You are listening to the Joe Rogan Experience Review Podcast. We find little nuggets, treasures, valuable pieces of gold in the Joe Rogan Experience Podcast and pass them on to you, perhaps expand a little bit. We are not associated with Joe Rogan in any way. Think of us as the Talking Dead to Joe's Walking Dead. Enjoy the show.
What's up, guys? Big news. Rogan is officially over to Spotify now. Give me your thoughts on how that move has changed your ability to listen. Obviously, you just download Spotify and use that, but you know, does it sync with your car different? Like, how have you been watching Rogan beforehand, and how has that changed that? Email out to us. Let us know what you think. It's always cool to hear about it. This week, we've got Podcast 1572, Moxie Marlinspike, who made the Signal app, and then 1574, Jacka's Valet, and James Fox, who missed the political one, the Michael guy. The political ones are just getting depressing. I get sick of talking about them, and we try and make this at least a bit of a reprieve from all the news and chaos, but we still do cover quite a bit of COVID shit. You can't get away from it. The big takeaway from the Jacka's Valet, or however you say that guy one was, is did it make you believe in UFOs more? Like, where was your stance on it before, and how did you feel at the end? Was it more convincing? I'd like to hear about it. So go ahead and email us. But anyway, let's get on with the show.
Podcast.
You're listening to the Joe Rogan Experience Review.
What a bizarre thing we've created.
Now with your host, Adam Thorne.
This might either be the worst podcast or the best one
two,
of all time.
One, go.
Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review, or Joe Rogan Universe. I don't really even know what the podcast name is. Again, joined by my buddy Garrett. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Good, man. Good to be back.
Excellent, excellent. And a couple of pods this week. Let's start off with 1572 Moxie Marlinspike. Marlinspike. Sounds like a fish.
I know. Ironic, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, right. So this guy invented the Signal app. First off, nice guy. Bit quiet. It's kind of like hard to hear him almost.
Right.
I thought. Obviously a nerd. Bless him. He used to work at Twitter, right? Before.
Yep. That's what he said.
Making that app. Have you used the Signal app?
I can't say that I have.
Yeah, Joe's been banging on about it for a while.
What? Just so I have the right context of what it was. It's basically just a non-encrypted, basically non-trackable app for messaging. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's a text messaging app, but it is encrypted. So it's encrypted but non-tracker. Like you can't see what's going through it. So I guess it's like really secure. Right. Even he can't see it for some reason.
Say that one more time.
Like even he can't see it. Like the guy, one of the engineers, he can't like look at it.
And what is the what's the complete benefit of that, just so that it's not trackable?
I think just because people can like steal you, like see what your text messages are, like the government could see it, or like hackers, right, and people like that.
Am I weird for not thinking, and maybe this is just naive, but I'm like, I'm just not that I don't have that much important shit going on right now.
But maybe that's it, you just don't have important, like, it maybe if maybe if you like dealt with, I don't know, maybe if you had like a government job,
right,
and you know, you're like a police officer and you text them with your buddy, you know,
I guess, just, yeah, I guess,
like might not want to say certain things.
Right.
I can imagine there's a lot of types of people that would want to keep their stuff encrypted. I mean, if you think about privacy, and this is something I wanted to get to anyway, like, yeah, they started off the podcast talking about if you knew everything that you were saying was getting written down, right? It's like me and you talking at a bar, and there's a guy next to us with a notepad just like writing everything down verbatim.
Right.
We might change the way that we speak, right? And because you wouldn't want to say maybe some fucked up shit that you think is funny.
Right.
Or whatever, just strong opinions. Well, his point is, look, it's happening anyway. Like everything that you're saying or sending in text is kind of getting saved. So basically that's happening.
Right.
And I've heard of this for a long time, and I've never like had a strong opinion either way, but I've always thought just because of my podcasts, and I've done over 200 of these now, it's just like everything I say is already out there.
Yeah, they like, have a reference point for your stuff for sure.
Yeah, you've got an idea of like what I'm going to be thinking, and it's all there. You know, I obviously in time it'd adjust. I'm not hopefully saying anything too crazy to where people are like, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
Right.
But that's kind of a way to like mitigate it. So you can go one of two directions. You can either go full encryption so no one ever knows what you're talking about, or you can just put everything out there and be like, well, this is who I am anyway.
Yeah, it's probably more accurate on the latter part of that. That must be why I invented that app, obviously, right? Because that's already what's going on, like you just said, not to come back around. But
basically, yeah, basically. And he was saying that I guess iPhone is fairly secure, but the Android one is not at all. And I have an Android, and I'm actually about to get a new phone, and I'm like, shit, should I just get an iPhone?
Yeah, I mean, I think that comes back to the, like, do you think what you're doing and what you're saying really is affecting? Do they care about us? I don't know. I hear what you're saying. It seems like if you were to get
Garrett,
it almost
Garrett,
like,
nobody cares about us.
I mean,
nobody.
I don't want to say that, but it's like, I don't know if we're making the big enough moves for them to be like, all right, we need to pay attention to these guys. But I know what you're saying.
True.
Seems like if you were...
But also, like, some of it is just like I'm picking a new phone, so like maybe I should just jump over to the iPhone, you know.
Right.
You get a bunch of shit for being on Android.
You definitely do.
I can't take that kind of pressure.
I don't know why it is. I mean, normally people that have Android aren't that disappointed about it. Joe says he has both, so I mean, I literally could tell you.
They work fine.
Right. The reason I got an iPhone was because my brother was like, you should get an iPhone. This was like 5 years ago, and I was like, all right. I didn't really bat an eye. I don't know why, but he had one, so I was like, fuck it.
Right.
I'm not the one guy.
And I know. Yeah, they're good.
I'm not like the
they're
guy.
They're all good. They're fine.
Yeah, they all work.
Who gives a shit? they did talk about... talking about phones. They started talking about all the slave stuff with phones.
Right.
Do you ever think about that? Like, when you... Like, these devices...
I need to be more mindful of it, and hearing them talk about it made me be mindful about it. But even when even when Joe talks about that, like, I can't remember what he clear conscience phone, for lack of a better word, I can't remember what he called it. But like, if you knew that this phone was made with people that were getting paid correctly and this, that, and the other, would you do that? And then it's like, that's what you're talking about. Is that correct?
Yeah, basically.
It's like, I mean, I want to believe that I would be mindful and conscious. I don't know. It's almost that same kind of argument. Like if like the whole like vegetarian thing, you know, there's still going to be people that eat meat. So it's like, you're fighting a fight that's like, just seems kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Like if they started to sell a phone, right, it was exactly the same, but it was three times as much.
Right.
And then you're given that choice. Like, if you bought it, you'd become, like, a vegan. You know how they have to tell everyone they're vegans?
Right.
You'd do the same thing. Like, the only way... You'd have the phone. They'd be like, oh, that's the new iPhone. That's cool. You're like, no. I bought the ethically good one.
That's a good point.
And then you just become that guy.
That's a good point. You would definitely take pride in that to some extent, I imagine.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it sounds crazy.
Hopefully,
you
would
not even think about it. You're like, there's slaves that make stuff that we have.
I know.
Like, that's a fucking real problem.
Yeah, it's a real
problem. I don't like the sound of that shit.
I don't like to play like naive, because now that it's like, once you have the information, now you're responsible for that information. So it's like, ugh. I never really thought about it prior to. I'll tell you that, but I mean, I want to say I'm not materialistic, but I'm sure it's all perspective in comparison to people that don't have anything. I'm incredibly materialistic, but in comparison to a lot of our buddies and friends and stuff that are always shopping and buying new shit, we're probably on the other side of that. But it's like, well, who are you comparing yourself
to? Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, I'll go to some Goodwill.
Right.
I don't have much fashion sense anyway. Yeah, I mean, whatever. I like t-shirt's a t-shirt.
Right. That's how I like to believe it. I mean, that's how I like to look at it. But I'm sure in comparison to people that don't have anything weird, still, I mean, not being as
but
mindful.
I mean, it doesn't seem like there's an option anyway, really. They talked about one phone. You can't even buy it here.
Right.
Probably doesn't work great.
Right.
And what choice do we have? We can't not have smartphones.
Right.
Like, it would be a nightmare.
You'd be behind the curve.
To do almost anything.
Right.
Well, look, the biggest thing for me would be I wouldn't find anywhere I was going.
That's a good point.
If I didn't know where it was, it might as well not exist.
That's a
if
great
I can't
point.
Pull it up on Google Maps, I'm not going to go buy a paper map.
Yeah, right.
And unfold it.
I don't even.
And who the hell is going to use like a TomTom or a Garmin?
I don't even know if they sell that stuff anymore, to be honest. Who knows? I think that stuff is kind of like not readily available any longer. I could be wrong. I haven't sought it out, but I can't imagine that stuff.
I think they still have them at like truck stops and shit.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
But yeah, basically non-existent.
Right.
Yeah. So what else was he was like?
I don't know if you want to touch on that. I thought some of his sailing stories were pretty interesting. I mean,
that's what I was going to talk about. Yeah. So he's way into that. And he was using like the ancient technology,
I was about
like
to say,
the sextant.
Of Garmin, he used like a string and like some yeah, other right. shit, right?
Something that just spins around and then you guess right. where you are.
It's like when you multiply.
But to be fair, as soon as he said that, I'm like, oh, one of these stories is going to end up with his boat flips over and he almost drowns.
That's what happened too, right? I mean, it was
100% it.
Yeah,
that's true, but it was still in my mind,
right? It's like whenever you see the technology is available and you like choose not to use it. I don't know. I think there's just a certain thing. Same thing with that, like using the phone thing. You just want to be able to say, I didn't use the technology, as like a caveat to whatever you're doing, which is cool. Like Wim Hof climbed Everest in his friggin' shoes and shorts. And that's something to be said, but it's like, I don't know.
I think you're right, though. I think it's a bit of a baller move. And it's interesting that he moved on to Twitter and then making this app, which is like super technology based.
Right.
Yet he was also very inspired by like going back to very basic technology. And I don't know if he mastered it, but it sounds like he got pretty good at it.
Yeah, he seemed like a really smart dude from the jump. And it's kind of almost like he was like a hippie smart dude, but I don't know how to describe it. He knew his shit. And I think whenever I find things like ever doing one of those treks, I mean, it'd be one thing to do it on land, but to do a trek across the ocean by yourself, ugh, I don't know if you've been in the middle of the ocean. I mean, even on the way to Catalina, when you can't see land on either side of you, there's something that messes with your psyche. And if you're like out there by yourself too, man, that's got to be a little bit of a mind fuck.
Yeah. I mean, our buddy Dave recently trained and did some lessons so he could sail out there.
Right.
And even that, I thought, I mean, it's just, there's something very, I don't know, you know, it could be really good fun, but when shit starts to go wrong.
Oof. You want somebody there to bounce some ideas off of, I would imagine.
Yeah. You don't want to be fucking around with a sextant in the middle of a storm. Negative. Trying to figure out where you're going.
Right.
And that story he told when his boat capsized, his buddy left.
Right.
And he's just kind of floating there. And what's going through his head, and you know, he's a smart guy. He's going to be running simulations or like predictions.
Right.
And they're not going to be good ones then. And he's just sat there going, wow, this is how you drown.
Right.
And it's like this slow process of like your mind and body just giving up on you.
Right. I think the way
terrifying
whenever you described how it was like he thought about like Joe was asking him, so could you like swim back or could you do that? He's like, yeah, right. He was like, I think that's such a testament to Mother Nature. Like when Mother Nature wants to do something, us as humans, there is not a lot we can fucking do if it decides it wants to make a move in one direction. He's like, it just capsized and did this before I could even know what was going on. He's like, I'm a master whatever, sailman or something. I can't remember. And then I remember when he got, like, rescued by that tugboat, that he told him that he was a master sailor or whatever. Could be messing that up, but I know he was an experienced guy, and they were all like,
He was something like that. Yeah, he has a lot of experience.
Right.
Seriously, yeah. I mean, it can get you. It even gets the good guys, right, you know? Right. And maybe that's somehow how it happens, too. Like, he probably was overconfident, maybe.
Right. That's why he said his buddy,
too. Because
he's
got so many hours on the water.
Right.
And then he's like, laters.
Right. And his buddy wasn't waiting up for him because his buddy was like, he's the experienced one, so I'm not, like, that's what he was assuming his buddy thought, which makes sense, but.
Yeah, I'd still be pissed.
Yeah.
Don't you go anywhere, Garrett. Fucking
well,
hang out.
I mean, with, if, sure. I, if you're not a experienced sailor and you're out there and your buddy's gone, you just assume that maybe he'd, I would assume that the other guy, the more experienced guy, would come back for you. I think.
Yeah. So that's a good point. He's probably trying to save himself.
Yeah, he's probably trying to save himself.
Just take care of what he's doing.
Right, right. That's what I would assume, but I don't know.
Yes, scary stuff. Did he imply that if the tugboat didn't come, he would have died? Like, there was no way he could get back.
I'm pretty
right?
sure there was no way he could get back. Yeah, that was just like a.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow. That's one of the. I mean, that's a nightmare. We'll just leave it at that. I think that's the only
sure.
way, the way
for
to
sure.
describe that.
Going back to his app and, like, early days and people, like, he was saying that, like, the early days of government surveillance back in the 90s and all the things that they wanted to watch and look at, and this kind of before smartphones, but, like, I guess basic internet and email had existed.
Right.
And they were, like, measuring people's gait, like, how you walk, and, like, just all different things, like, putting basically, like, you know... what would it be like a little program together of like who you are so you could be identified, and then I guess they squashed that idea. They were like, you can't have all that information. But because somebody referenced him on something, he couldn't, like, he had trouble flying.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you'd get
yeah,
to the
yeah.
airport, they'd have to call a number, right. And then eventually he'd get on the flight, but it was a big pain in the ass. And then anytime he went internationally, they didn't even really tell him why. But they would confiscate all of
hard
his electronic
right,
shit.
Right, right, yeah. I mean,
dude,
that's a little nerve wracking.
For years right. that happened. No, well, that's such bullshit, though.
Yeah, that's like, how are you gonna fight that? It's like, how do you fight it? I don't know.
Well, no, you can't.
Yeah,
I mean, don't fly internationally. You know, I guess. But what did he say in the end? He just stopped taking electronics with him.
Right, that's what he said. He's like, at the end, I was just over it. So.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it would take a lot less for me to stop flying, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I guess if that was my business too, but I don't know. I mean, they've almost tried to cut off the travel option out here for us in LA, like, to not leave. So it's like, I've just gotten back from Florida too yesterday, and I remember landing, and the lady was in the airport, and they're like, over the loudspeaker, they're like, for people visiting California and even for returning California residents, it is required that you do a 14-day self-quarantine and fill out a form. Otherwise, you may be subject to a fine. And I'm just like, all right,
Ooh. Who's
writing these fines, and how do you even fucking... How do you mandate a stay-at-home quarantine? And even if you did do the 14-day stay-at-home quarantine, how would they know that you abided by it? How is there even like a... It's such like a arbitrary thing. I don't know how to... It was so weird.
Maybe they listen to this podcast and find out
probably.
You didn't do any of it.
I wanted to mention something to you, too, that I found real interesting. Or listen to the radio. I mean, I rarely listen to the radio, but I heard this disc jockey just a couple of days ago, or I want to say probably 5 days ago. I'm in the car in Long Beach with a friend of mine, and the radio guy is going over the stay-at-home order here in LA, and he's listing all the things, like the essential things and what you can do and the curfew and this and that, and he goes, this one's my favorite. He goes, this is my favorite. He goes, everything's banned outdoors unless it's an outdoor faith-based event or an outdoor protest. Those are legal. And I'm just thinking to myself, where have we gotten right now? This is the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, we are really getting to the point where it's like just people trying to tell other people what to do. Like, I don't know. It is so ironic. Like, what's okay? And it's like we're just trying to appease the masses because of the right. We want to be able to do the faith-based thing, and on the left, we want to be able to protest. And it's like, what in God's name are we living in right now? It's, I don't know how to describe it. I know not everybody. I don't want to act like we have a bad rap here in LA because the weather is good and I've got it good and I'm not complaining. I'm very thankful for everything that I have. That said, this is a weird fucking place to be in right now. I know we've brought that up plenty of time, but it is so weird to have like other people trying to like, I don't know, just coming from
control you.
Oh, dude, it's just like the sentiment here in comparison. It's like we're supposed to be like some progressive thought process, and then you're going to have that being said as like a stipulation in the mandate. It's like, how did we get to this point?
If you can protest in groups, and that's okay, can you protest the fact that you can't play basketball and just play basketball while protesting?
I was going to bring that up. I'm not allowed to do a physical activity that's probably good for my body and good for my immune system, yet I'm allowed to surround myself with a bunch of people that are trying to, I don't know. I don't have any one way or the other on that, but what are we doing? Like, how are you telling one person?
I know. It's wacky. It's definitely not giving me a lot of confidence in how things are run.
Right.
And, you know, as you get older, like you and I, we're almost 40. Like, I just kind of expected, like, it's just pretty annoying to realize that, like, you know, who the fuck is making these choices? Right. Like, these are dumb.
It just seems so financially and politically based at this point. Now that we're this far in, there can't be any other explanation for it. Like, they can't be out for our best interests. They can't be out for our health. These businesses are shutting down. People are still sick. Like, what? There's no right answers, but I really, I just,
and the worst part is you try and get anything done. Like, I try getting a new driver's license,
right,
which you probably need for something,
right,
or try getting through to the unemployment office, which you definitely need because the government made you not work,
right,
or try and go back to the job that you had when they were closed so long. They're like, oh yeah, we can give you one shift a month.
Right. Right.
And you just like, wait, what?
Right.
It, you know, in a bar or restaurant where like only four people can go into anyway, right, when you're there.
And yeah, you're
so it's like, don't worry, minimum wage.
Your bills aren't stopping. That's the thing, is your bills are still coming. They're not just like putting them on hold just because they're like, oh, this shit's going on, because they're businesses too. They need to get.
What's crazy is you always heard the thing, right, where like, what is it, like a fucking huge percentage of Americans don't even have $450 extra,
right,
for like that unforeseen bill.
Right.
And now we're what, like 10 months into the COVID shit. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Right.
When did that $450 run out? The first month?
The first like 2 weeks, if you had.
I'm amazed that, yeah, right. How is it almost anyone surviving this?
Yeah. That's the thing, is I just got to count my lucky stars, because I've been blessed to have the job for when I had it. And I kind of slid under the radar for the unemployment and got that. Like, everything's kind of worked out well. But at the same time, it's like, dude, I was expressing this to you last time. It's like driving around LA and just seeing everything boarded up. It's like, at what cost is this stuff ever going to just be like, all right, man, we need. I just don't know the right answer. And everybody you talk to, I talked to my buddy in Arizona today, and he's like so passionate about how this is like a civil war that's basically going on now with COVID. That's the way he described it. And I'm just like, ugh. He's like, it's a war on the people and this, that, and the other. And I mean, he has some points, but at the same time, it's like, and then I asked.
Well,
and
Moxie talks about this. He talks about it a little bit on the podcast with Rogan, because he was talking about like how Facebook started, and they didn't really get into it. But Facebook, like, it wasn't just like a thing at Harvard for people to meet each other. It was actually designed, I think, for guys to meet girls.
Yeah, initially, I think,
like,
that was...
It was like an early, early dating app.
Oh, yeah.
That now has become this, like, politically...
It's crazy.
I think it's called Face Match first, that,
something like that, but yeah.
Yeah, or the Facebook or Facebooks right. or something like that.
Right.
But, you know, exactly. Now it's like this thing that is, it's exactly what you're talking about. There's half the country that's like, the election's fake and the mask thing's bullshit. And then the other side is like, we need a protest. And, the, you know, it, like, that's what Facebook is now.
Right. It's
like,
it's a machine to
unbelievable.
Put people against each other to some extent. I think it was unintentional. But it's turned.
Oh, of course, they didn't plan this. But it's nasty. That. It's probably the humans' fault.
Right.
It's our fault because that's what we engage in the most.
Right.
It's like you think we'd engage more in like
positive shit.
Guys meeting chicks,
or
but
that.
Getting
yeah.
pissed off is actually what we prefer.
The algorithm is what fucks it because it's like once it sees the algorithm, the algorithm is based strictly on like clicks and likes and such, that it makes it all the polarizing to put people on either side is basically what it comes down to.
100%. What did you think about his paper-scissors bet?
That
was a weird part of the show.
I liked that Joe kind of called him out. He's like, I think he meant it. It came across initially. I just watched it again. I think initially it came across as Joe. Like, when I first watched it, Joe was like, bro, you have no idea how much money that you're asking me for right now. That's how it felt.
Yeah,
that's how
right.
it felt initially. But then I was like, no, I think he meant it in the fact, he's like, there's nothing you can provide me. Because he's like, this is my thing, and this is why it succeeded.
Yeah.
Because I decide, and I don't take any, like, I don't take any influence from anybody else. That's why it is what it is. So there's nothing you can.
100%. That's what he meant. It did kind of come across like, oh yeah, this would be $300,000, yeah. but that's not what Joe meant.
He's like, dude, you have no idea the sponsorships and the amount of money that gets pulled in on every episode. So you have nothing you could offer.
Yeah,
but. I was curious as to why the guy wouldn't do it for $5 or whatever, for $20 just to do it. I thought it would have been an entertaining situation, and if he would have won, then I would have given him respect. But the fact that he didn't do it, I was like, "You're talk, dude."
That's kind of what I thought. Yeah, I'm like, "What? Why does it have to be so? Why did that have to be the only
right,
stakes
right,
as well?"
Right.
I'm like, "Come up with something else."
Yeah,
but yeah, no one's fucking with Joe's show.
Say
50 is what he's
push-ups,
saying. Spotify's
right.
not
right.
right.
Literally anything. I mean,
That guy could probably only do like 10.
Yeah.
I liked finishing up with him. I like that his app is free and then it's donation based.
Yeah.
I'm always curious though, like for how long, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like you need a lot of money to run these things.
Right.
So when does it become not donation based
right.
and da da da.
He struck me
it's
as
like
a guy.
It's
that...
like the same with WhatsApp.
Right.
Like how does WhatsApp work? Because you don't pay for WhatsApp, do you?
No.
So how do they make money?
There's
no
advertising. I don't know. I really don't know how that works. That's a good question.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Anyway, it was fascinating guy.
Yeah.
I thought he was cool, and who knows that maybe that app is something that people should start thinking about just for themselves.
There must
you know?
Be a reason
you
he's
what
making
you're
it.
Talking about.
Yeah, there must be a reason he's making it.
100%. All right, moving on. We got 1574. How do you say this guy's name? Jacques Vallée, French dude, and James Fox.
Right.
So they made a documentary called The Phenomenon.
Yeah, have you seen it?
No. No, I want to. I was excited for this, man. I like love the UFO guys coming on. Joe bigged it up.
Right.
Anything UFO, I'm pumped about. But I have to be honest. It was just like a lot of their opinion.
That's
and very little anything kind of... I don't know. I think they just want to believe real bad, and maybe that's just my take on it. But
what are your thoughts?
I just wasn't sold on it. Well, you know, the French guy was making a lot of claims of what he thinks these creatures are. Right? He's like, they're trying to tell us something, and there's this other
universe.
There's definitely other beings, and they're in different universe. And I'm like, dude, you are really. Stretching for that, like, how are you coming to these conclusions?
Right.
You've heard some stories and then found some metal that was not properly analyzed.
Right. Oh, that like balloon.
I don't know.
Metal. Yeah.
I mean, look, he's done a shitload of research,
right.
and he has a PhD in computer statistical science or something. I mean, look, he's not a dumb guy.
No,
but I'm not taking anything away from him. But I think you do get some sort of bias. You know, where you just start believing your own thing,
right.
and then you only, like, your own, everything that you see, it's like, oh, yeah, that's aliens.
Right. Yeah.
And that was kind of coming across. And even Joe was like, well, where's the proof?
Yeah.
Like, what's compelling?
It was funny.
Like, what's going to make me really believe?
Every so often, he's like, all right, wait. He's like, I still got a lot more questions on a lot of the stuff, and they would never really clear the shit up. It was like, it's kind of just, yeah, I think that goes along with what you're saying. He's like, but where's the evidence? And it's like, I think that's what everybody wants, though, right? It's like, where's your picture with the alien and the conversation recorded that you guys had, ultimately? You know what I mean? That's what everybody wants.
Yeah.
So...
yeah.
Until that happens.
I mean, look, I'm a huge fan of the UFO story, and I would love within our lifetime for this shit to come out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people at the Pentagon have talked about certain technologies that have been reverse engineered, right, or maybe not from this earth. And I mean, this stuff's looking really close, but God, can we have something?
I want a
couple of videos or...
Right. I wanted to acknowledge the fact that whenever they were talking about it, they're like, Joe was like, I still find it difficult to understand why anybody, if they were from another universe or planet, would ever try and seek out our government. They wouldn't give a shit about our government. Like, they wouldn't be like, ooh, where's the people that run stuff? And they probably just look at this is just like some fucking silly shit going on. They're not like looking at the government like it's a real thing. I'm sure they're just like, That said, I don't know.
Yeah, I liked his ant colony.
Right, right. Yeah,
thing.
Exactly.
I mean, look, we may look at the queen because the queen's so much larger, mm-hmm, and is the central portion. I mean, there may be some interest, but I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to study all the different, right, aspects of it.
Yeah, they're not
from ground up.
They're not like, who's on TV the most? Like, right?
Right.
They don't,
yeah,
give a shit.
They just abduct Kim Kardashian.
Right,
they're like, she's
right,
obviously the most popular one,
clearly,
of these
clearly,
little
clearly the most popular
monkeys. Yeah. Yeah, she's up there.
That's,
as long as they don't take the Rock.
Right.
They're not allowed to take the
Rock.
Please,
please leave him.
Please. We need his motivation.
I will say
the
thing about the aliens, it's interesting. It's like, are we free thinking what we actually think they look like, or do we have this picture in the back of our head that that's what they look like? So if we see something that maybe resembles that, we automatically put it in that box, or are we at, or
that's, yeah,
I don't know,
that's a good question. I don't see, here's the thing too, is like in the past, before UFOs were like a story that we told, and that, like, you know, that started in like the 20th century,
right,
roughly, you know, they were like these stories of aliens coming. Before then, a lot of everything was like demons and ghosts and poltergeists and stuff. And then these not out of body experience, but these like abduction stories, or when people can't move, you know, they have like sleep paralysis or whatever it's called.
Right.
And, you know, because there have been plenty of stories where people are like, oh yeah, I was frozen in my room and I couldn't move. And then they feel that they got some sort of abduction. And there's no evidence to it. And then, you know, a lot of times it just looks like they had some sort of sleep paralysis dream.
Right.
Whereas before the alien idea was like already in everyone's head, they would think it was like a demon or a poltergeist. It's like, right, it changes in our mind.
Yeah, right.
You know, and my thought to that is, if you look at the shape of how they describe the grays, right, big head. And I'm not saying this is not what people are seeing and or how they are, but like, you could also imagine that it's mostly like a not very clear outline of a person.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just gray. There's no color, big eyes,
right,
no real other features. Everything's just kind of, it's almost like a kid's drawing.
I will say, I think
maybe that's like a dream representation.
I think it would be bizarre if there was not. I mean, given how big the universe is and how much we know about how small of a little fucking fart speck we are, given the whole dynamic of what's going on out there, like, just look up, like Joey says, just look up if you want to just look at something crazy. And it's like, that's all you really got to do. And to think that that's such a human, like, vain fucking thing to think that we could be the only things running around out here with our mindset, like, there's got to be some other things on some other places. It'd just be naive to think otherwise, as far as I'm concerned. That's just,
dude, there's no doubt,
right?
Hey, don't they say something stupid like there's like 10 billion trillion,
yeah,
Earth-like planets,
we're the
just
only one
in this galaxy.
Dude, there's more planets and
definitely
stuff than like there is particles of sand. Like, just give that some thought. More stars than there are,
yeah,
sand. And we're going to think that we are literally the only ones out here? Come on now. I mean.
Well, but here's the thing. Are they coming here? It looks like they probably are, because the military are like seeing all these,
right,
craft. But then why the fuck can't we get a hold of them? I mean, look, they said Roswell, they probably got right. one. And but I'm just like, dude, can we just can one just crash right in the middle of Hollywood?
Right.
Just so we can be like, ah. I mean, why not now? I wouldn't even be that shocked. They were saying that when they spoke to the government people in the US, they wouldn't release any of the information, right? Because they were like, it's gonna freak everyone out.
Right.
Dude, what? We're surviving through COVID.
Yeah, what are you going to tell us now?
The COVID's more shocking than them being like, yeah, there's aliens.
Now's a great time to go ahead.
Be like, all right, cool.
Let's put it all out there.
Let's put it out there. I mean, that's now's the time.
Right. Do your worst. I mean.
Yeah. Let's ask them how we figure out how to get out of quarantine.
Yeah, interesting, right? What are your thoughts on that? Just a quick, brief question. Is it man-made? Is that the sentiment? Is that what everybody pretty much thinks? It's man-made.
Is what man-made?
The COVID disease itself. Like, was it man-made and then got like released on accident? Is that your thought too?
Well, Joe had a guest on. I think it was. Is it Eric Weinstein they had on? Or Brett Weinstein? One of the right. Weinsteins. Right. One of them's a biologist.
And he said that it had to be man-made, and right?
Yeah, he's saying that from like a DNA sequencing, right. It looks like it's jumped too many generations.
Right.
That it would have had to have been artificially kind of selected for it to have got that far. But at the end of the day, right, look at it like this. Let's say that, I don't know how to, okay, let's say that there is a bomb-making factory, right, next to, a place with a bunch of cows, okay? And follow me with this. So the cows are pooping all the time, and cow poop makes a lot of nitrates, and nitrites can get stored, and they can blow up. Like, you can make, out of fertilizer, you can make bombs, right? So all of a sudden, all this, you know, there's this big bomb goes off and everyone points to where they're like, oh, it came from where all the cows are. And it was the poop and it was nitrogen in the poop. And that's why it exploded. It was an accident. But we're like, hey, it's also next door to a bomb making factory that makes bombs.
Right.
And that's the same shit with that Wu-Tang, Wuhan, the Wu-Tang fish.
Right.
No, the Wuhan fish market or whatever that fucking market was.
Right.
It's like it came from there from bats. Yet next door is a place that makes
disease.
Like studies viruses, right. Studies this one and fucks with viruses. It's like, look guys, that doesn't look good. It looks really bad.
Right.
I mean, I don't even think that you're reaching to make that a conspiracy at that point. Right. It's like, hey, someone should really fucking look into this shit.
Right. I'm from my understanding.
Too. Yeah, they probably made it. That's my guess.
Right.
I'm going to say, yeah, I'm on the record as knowing nothing. But
just since the vaccine's talking about coming out next week, are you taking the vaccine if it were to come out?
We got to eventually. I think they're going to not let you fly if you don't have it. And like they might even make it so that you can't go to certain things, you know, and I'm sure there's a bunch of nerds that are going to be like, you can't even. Be around
I'm
me 100% if you
out
it.
For the first 6 months. I'll tell you that right now. There would be no way I'd take that.
Oh, you really?
Not a chance. I don't have any. I mean, I was just reading this meme. It said, that's so great that the vaccine is 94% effective. He's like, but I'll just go ahead and trust my immune system that's go ahead and been 99% effective this far. And I'm like, I'm pretty cool with that because that's what I've been doing. I mean,
I guess to me, it had just come down to like availability, when it's popping up.
I don't take the flu vaccine. Like, I haven't taken the flu vaccine since I don't even know if I ever really did. I don't know if my mom believed in that, but I know that I've never sought it out personally ever. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I'm not a pro-vaxxer either. I'm just what works for me. I don't know how that became a debate as far as like who's.
It's going to be problematic though if a lot of people don't take it.
Right.
That's going to be the issue. We're kind of stuck in this world of having to close down all the time if enough people aren't taking it.
Dude, we just got an Amber Alert. Because I got an Amber Alert while I'm out at the beach, and it's like, beep, beep. You know those Amber... I don't think you get them on Android, but it's like a universal thing that happens on iPhone. I don't know. Do you guys get those too?
We get him, bro.
I'm not trying to be a dink. I really.
God, you elitist. Fuck.
I didn't know. I honestly didn't know. But it's like beeping like a little child had just gotten like abducted on the beach. And I go and look at my phone and it's like, the stay at home warning. COVID is spreading this, that, and the other. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I don't know. It just seems like propaganda at this point, unfortunately. I know people are dying, and I'm not trying to be insensitive to that. I get it. But if you saw what LA looked like right now, I know you.
Yeah, but your frustrations are real, right, man. I mean, sometimes you got to take it to like the local level, which is like you and how it affects you, right, which is an easy way to be like, that's super selfish. But you're like, hold on, right, I'm trying to like just live right here.
Just trying to pay my bills.
And I'm getting a lot of mixed reports.
Right. You guys are holding me back from trying to be a reasonable citizen to some extent. I don't want to act like I'm not capable of finding another occupation or finding another way to make money, because that's never been the issue. I can do that, but you're putting me in a weird spot.
That's it. Right? Let's finish up with the last bit of their little podcast, which, to be honest, was mostly anecdotal stories, yeah, events. There was that story in Africa with all the young kids where they saw the same thing. That was pretty compelling.
Right.
Yeah, and they drew the same picture. Right. I mean, yeah, okay, another story. I like stories. Right. They're good.
Right.
But is it selling me? I mean, there's a lot of fucking Bigfoot stories, too. We never found that giant monkey, so...
Right.
But the one I never heard of, which I was kind of interested by, was when the UFOs flew over the White House in the 50s and like all around Washington, D.C., and then one of them was shot at.
Right.
And they got some of the metal.
Right.
And what really got me about that story is, one, I'd never heard of it, which is probably pretty famous, but I'd never heard of it. But the big thing I thought was interesting is like he didn't really give a shit about the metal that fell off that ship. And if you're writing a book that you say is going to change history, which was like, that was a big thing for him to say. I'm like, how the hell are you going to change history with a book like this? I mean, I don't know. It just didn't seem compelling enough. But I'm like, if you've got actual physical evidence, why are you even meeting with Joe? Have that shit analyzed already.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm curious.
It seems like the most important thing that you could do.
Right.
Have a look at it. Right. Like there are like metal scientists
that
can like analyze all that. And he was like, yeah, we're getting it done in the next couple of weeks. I'm like, that's convenient. Why didn't you do it before you got on the show? The next couple of weeks.
Yeah, that is convenient. I don't know. I agree with everything you just said. I don't really have another take on that. That's totally the truth.
Yeah. I mean, look, the stories are cool. I'd like to see the documentary. Maybe when I've seen it. What did he say was on Amazon?
I actually don't recall, to be honest with you.
But
I do want to check.
Anyway,
I think it's
maybe we'll talk about it a bit more when we've seen it and we've got a bit more understanding. But
called The Phenomenon, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
The Phenomenon, yeah. The Phenomenon.
For sure.
Yeah, you know, we'll see. But anyway... That's it for this week. Which one did we miss out? I know I had to miss one out.
Michael,
oh, another thing I wanted to talk about.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, another political one. The political ones are depressing me, guys, so I'm skipping some of those. If that annoys you, let me know. Shoot us an email. I'll put it in. You know, I listen to most of them, but I just don't like talking about it. It's wearing me out.
Agree.
I don't want this to be another thing that depresses everybody.
Right.
So... this show's bad enough as it is. And the big thing is Joe is over at Spotify now.
Right.
How are people dealing with the interface? I mean, personally, mine keeps fucking resetting on me. Maybe that's an Android thing. And then the other day I was like out of service. Like I didn't have good service and I couldn't pull up the podcast.
Right.
And I thought I downloaded it. So I was like confused. What the hell was going on? I guess everyone's got to get used to... I'd never really listened to podcasts on Spotify before, so a little bit of work, but
right.
How are you finding it,
Garrett? Truth be told, I watch it on YouTube. There's a guy that's like uploading them. I don't know if he's like circumventing the system or what, but there's like a guy that's posting his show. It's a little bit in delay from time to time, but it's actually gotten much better the past few shows. And you can like see the commentary on the side, which... I find a little entertaining. I've never really read comments on anything, but like watching people comment on each other and then like just go at each other, I don't really chime in on ever, but just watching it is kind of interesting because people are so passionate.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's
well. Look, take notes. Right. You know, mental notes maybe, and just if ever you see some topics that really got heated on there, bring them up while we're discussing
good
it.
Good point.
I mean, will do. But yeah, very nice. All right, everybody, thank you so much. Email us again at Joe Rogan Experience review@gmail.com, and then follow us on Instagram. And if you decided to follow Garrett's Instagram last week, send him some abuse. He loves it. And that's it from us.
Yes,
thanks,
indeed.
Garrett.
You can find me at GLOVEONE on Instagram. And yeah, it's always great chatting with you, Adam.
Yep. And tell him your MyFans account, too.
MyFans. My OnlyFans. I don't want to get
that's,
into that
oh,
right
fuck.
Now.
Fucked up. All right. All right, laters, guys. Thank
Take
you.
It easy.
Bye.